now calling in, it is Undertaker Fred.
Yes, it is, Tommy, and blessings on you, my lad, and I want to give you tonight the rundown on the ultimate experiment.
A rundown on the ultimate experiment.
Ultimate experiment.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is now.
We start.
Wait, you gotta wait till the drum roll's over.
Oh, yeah. Well, you gotta start.
Ah! What?
You start on a baseline, and you make an elliptical curve going up and down.
All right.
Back down to the baseline. You
gotcha.
Can do that.
I'm doing it now.
All right. Now, on the baseline,
mm-hmm.
you have in the beginning, and you've got to add God, because if you just talk about in the beginning, nobody can begin to comprehend it. But in the beginning, God. And that is the who. I got three W's here. I got a who, a where, a what, a why, and when.
You said three W's.
No, I said five W's.
No,
five
you didn't.
W's.
You said three.
Okay.
Want to replay the tape?
Well, if I said three, Tommy, I meant five. So just realize it's five W's. Two are on the baseline, so maybe if I said three, maybe I was considering the one midway up and midway down.
Oh, but okay.
But anyway, you go up from... the who is God? And where?
Didn't Abbott and Costello do this?
Well, that was who's on first base, but we're not... We're
God playing. Was on first base?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Second base and third base. And but we don't want to bomb out right away, Tommy, but we're going up the left side of the elliptical curve now.
I'm with you.
Where?
On the left side of the elliptical curve.
Yeah. We've got who at the bottom, and that's God. And where?
On the left side of the elliptical curve.
In the midway, going up, and that's where? And he
on
was
the left
in,
side of the elliptical curve.
Yeah, he was in his abode.
What? Who was?
God.
I thought God was on first.
No, God is at the midway point on the elliptical curve going up, and he is the... Where?
On halfway up the elliptical curve.
Now at the halfway up. Then when you get to the top of the elliptical curve, then you've got the what?
Now, well, you tell me.
Now the what is the ultimate experiment.
What?
Yeah. God decided to preclude his foreknowledge and his ability to tell just to have man do whatever he wanted him to do and think and everything else. He determined that man would be free, and he created all of the earth, the water, the animals, including of course humans, and then the fish and birds, and then after he'd done that, he went down the curve and he said, why?
Wait a minute. He asked why?
Because he precluded his foreknowledge as to why he had done this.
He precluded his foreknowledge? What does that mean?
That means that he could have known everything that's going to happen, but he closed his mind and his ability to be able to... Yeah, a lot of people believe this, Tommy.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me... that he knew everything, but he decided to handicap himself?
Yes, he did.
Just you're out like, of your cotton-picking mind. Where do you get this? Do you have any facts to back this up?
Just like Nancy, when she caught that 3-foot shark, she should have got a 6-footer or a 9-10-footer.
Fred, I think you're on the sauce.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. No, he precluded. Don't you realize that after God, after the flood, God repented that he had made man?
The hell, you see, you're making him out to be some Joe Sixpack from downtown.
No, God is
You got a guy who's taken part of his brain away and then
You talk to that...
regretting certain things he does. Next thing you know, you're going to tell me he had a hangover one Sunday morning. I believe in, Fred. Your God's a different God. Your God, what's his name, Barney?
There's a professor in Bethel College. I think he's still there, and he believes that God can preclude his foreknowledge.
Oh, are you talking about that Boyd fella?
No, I don't think it might be Boyd, but
guy over there who's three sheets to the wind half the time, and is thinking, as far as I'm concerned, precluding foreknowledge or foreclosing on his prenatal. That's not the God I know you.
But the question is, why did he do this? He did it because he wanted to know that man would follow his way.
How could he know it? He precluded his foreknowledge. He doesn't know what we're going to do. He doesn't know what we're going
to
do now.
He wanted to prove that God would follow him without having any strings attached, as it were.
Well, wait a minute. If he made us so that we'd follow him, it sounds like he did attach some strings.
No, he didn't. No.
Well, he knows we're going to follow him.
He gave us free will and free choice, Tommy.
Well, wait a minute. Did he or did he not make us so that we'd follow him?
He made us with the thought that we would follow, with the thought that he...
You mean to tell me that potentially all of us could have not followed him and he would have been still responsible for that creation, a creation that resulted in not one guy going along with him?
Well, he was... Whosoever seeketh findeth, Tommy, and that's why I'm...
Right, and he's whosoever drinketh, drunketh. But, I mean, you can't tell me that first he made the guys, and then he said, you know, this is so damn scary, I don't want to see it, I'm going to forget what's going to happen.
No, he was hoping that his best interest would work out and that man would follow him out of love and not to go his own wayward ways. And then at the bottom...
He made too many broken machines.
Wait a minute. At the bottom of that curve...
Lies a big, big
right
man, Big
side,
John.
You've got the... when did he do it? It was whenever he decided it should be done.
Wait a minute. You can't get away with that. Now, was it 6,000 years ago, or do we have a mistake there in the old Bible?
That's all a lot of hooey 6,000 years ago, Tommy. You know that from the billions of years or millions and billions.
How are you going to know what to believe in that Bible if you start finding things wrong there? Maybe it's wrong that he had the precluding foreknowledge.
No, you read the book of Job even. There are prehistoric monsters in there. And it's
monsters? Prehistoric monsters?
Large prehistoric, what we'd call prehistoric.
Monsters?
Animals like Jurassic Park and all that stuff. Yeah.
In the book of Job?
Oh, sure, yeah. In a sense, there is that.
Or are you serious that there are? I mean, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, with the crocodile with the scales and everything, there's a lot of them. but I want to... What
is that?
Jurassic Park. But have you got a new producer yet?
No. We're looking for one.
Yeah. I want to sing God Can Do Anything, Tommy.
I want to find out why the Book of Job has just come alive on my radio program. Put that guy down.
Here's God.
So did we cover all the who, what, when, where, why? What was the answer to the why?
Why and... When?
Why? What was the answer to why?
Why? He did it to show that man would follow him out of love, not out of having to do it.
Well, some did. Others didn't. I mean, he's not batting a thousand.
Well, there's a lot of people that don't follow the right way.
What do you think he's batting? I figure he's batting about 250 tops.
Well, it could well be.
Something to write home about.
The way it's going these days, it might be 10%,
I think it was a failed experiment. I think it was an utter disaster,
No, this was a... Who's there?
Who's there?
Anyone else?
What?
Well...
What's up top on the elliptical curve?
That's
who?
At the top. What?
When?
And then why?
When,
to
though?
Prove that... And when whenever he pleased and whenever he thought it was needful. But that I want to sing that God can do anything.
Okay, Fred.
Okay, one, two, three. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. He can save, he can keep, satisfy, joy complete. God can do anything but fail. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail.
All right, thank you, Fred. God bless.
Tommy, thank you, and God bless you with the mythicals tomorrow, too, if they come in.
Yeah.
Thanks, you bet, Tommy. Bye-bye.